Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Chulin Daf Samech Hei. We'll start the shiur with the previous sugya, finishing off the previous sugya of Dam Beitzim, which is the braisa which is quoted at the end of Samech Dalet Omid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halachas. If you find dam in the eggs, which chilek of the dam is going to be osela ba'achila, just the dam itself or the whole egg. And there's differences between the chelboin and the chelmoin, like it's discussed in the Gemara. Now there are many deis, different various deis in the Rishonim over here by Riches, discussed also in Tosfos at the end of Samech Daled Omid Beis, Devar Maschil V'hu Shenimtzo. I will summarize b'ktoro the different deis we find over here in the sugya, which depends be'emes on the pshat, Pshat in the Gemara to understand over here the Divrei HaBraisa. The Braisa says, L'chatchila, that if you find the Kuret Dam, if you find a bit of dam on the egg, then Aloch is, Azurik as Hadam, you're not allowed to eat the dam itself, but the rest of the egg is permissible, V'oichel es Hashah, you're allowed to eat the rest of the egg. The Gemara explains, B'shem Yebiyumia, Omer Yebiyumia, that this Aloch only applies in a case where the dam was found al kesher shelo, which Rashi explains to mean this is the place which is the zera shel tarnegol hakoshu, which is tied b'roish hakad shel beito, and from there this is the place where the freyach starts to develop inside the egg, and therefore since the dam was found only over there, we can say that the dam has not yet spread to the rest of the egg, and therefore the blood over there has to be thrown away. But the rest of the egg is permissible, you're allowed to eat. This is Reb Yirmiyah's pshat, who says that the dam, if it's found on the kesher of the beitzo, then zurek as hadam, v'oichel es hashar. The Gemara continues on and says a braisa from Reb Dostoy, Avuah de Reb Truki, and he says, Loshonu el shenimto al chelbuin shelo, avol nimto al chelmuin shelo, the yolk of the egg. If you find the dam, then afilo beitzo asura. And the Gemara explains that the reason why the whole egg becomes also is because shodet tichlo bekulo, which Rashi explains to mean that the dam has already been mispashit, has already spread, the kilkul has already spread into the whole egg, and therefore the whole egg becomes also ba'achile. Now, there's a big machlokes over here in Yerushonim. Rashi and Tosfos explain the Gemara that be'emes there's no machlokes at all between Reb Yirmiyah and the Braisa of Reb Dostoy. And there's one halacha which everyone agrees, and this is a klore halacha in going through the whole sugya, which is agreed upon by all the deis in the Gemara. And the pshat in the Gemara is that it depends where we find the dam. If we found the dam on the kesher, like we explained, then the dam itself is also, but the rest of the egg is mutter. But if we see that the dam has already spread into the rest of the egg, this is what the story means, that it's already on a chelmoin, because we can see that the dam is on the kesher, and it continued on onto the chelmoin. This is the reason why the whole egg becomes asa. And mamela will come out of the halacha, that there's one shitter going through the whole sugya. Everyone agrees to the halachas, that if you find the dam only on the kesher of the chelmoin, of the white part of the egg, then only the dam is asa, the rest of the egg is permitted. Masha'enken, if we see that the dam has already been spread and it already reached even the kesher of the chelmoin, of the yolk of the egg, then the whole egg becomes also. And so too, if there's any other spashtus, if we see that it's not just on the kesher, it has already spread into the other parts of the egg, or even the white part of the egg, it's also going to be also because shodet tichla bekulo. So everything depends if we find it only on the kesher, which Rashi explains this is bekad of the beitzah, or the round side of the egg, or it's already spread further on. This is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that there's no machlekes going on in the sugya. But the Rishonim explain that if we look at the Rif, and so to the Rambam in Macholos Asuras, Perigim Alochetes, is mavur that the Rif and the Rambam disagree with Rashi, and they learn that be'emes is machlekes going on over here between the Braisa or Reb Dostoy and Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah is the one who said that the din of the Braisa originally, whose mate, the rest of the egg, is because the dam was only found on the kesher. But Reb Dostoy disagrees, and Reb Dostoy holds that this is not bichlal, the kuvea, to know when the dam is also only the dam and not the rest of the egg, and when the whole egg is also, says the Braiser in Reb Dostoy, that the difference is not totally bichlal on the kesher. Everything depends where we find the dam. Did we find the dam on the chelboin, on the white part of the egg, and then the whole egg is mutter, only zoyek as adam? Or did we find the dam on the chelmoin, on the yolk of the egg, then we have to throw out the whole egg already, because shodi tichle bekula. And according to this story, there's no difference at all in mokim akeshe or shaloi b'mokim akeshe. Everything just depends on the chelboin and the chelmoin. This is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. And therefore they paskin l'alocha like the Braith of Reb Distoi, and not like Reb Yirmiyah, and they make the difference only between the chelboin and the chelmoin. Memela comes out, b'emes, if we analyze this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos against the Rif and the Rambam, it comes out, b'emes, that there's two machlokesen, and there's a kula and a chumra in every day over here in the Rishonim. First of all, what will be the alocha in a case where we find the dam on the chelmoin, on the yolk of the egg, but not b'mokim akesher, and it is not spread from the kesher of the chelmoin, it is found in a different place, a random place on the chelmoin, on the yolk of the egg. According to Rashi and Tosfos, then there's no issa over here to eat the egg, you have to just be zoyek sadam. According to Tosfos, maybe as maris ayin, but we'll see soon in the sugya. But al koponim, there's no alocha that the whole egg becomes asa. Because as we explained, Rashi and Tosfos learn, the only case where you have to throw out the whole egg is only in a case where we know it started from the kesher and it continued on, it was nispashed, it spread out through the egg. But if it's only on the chelmoin, then the alocha is that the egg is mutter. Mashenkin, according to the Rif and the Rambam, they paskin like the Reb Distoi, memela, any place on the yolk of the egg, the whole egg becomes asa. This is one machlokes. And then so too we have another machlokes the other way around, where Rashi and Tosfos will come out, they are the machmirim. What will be the halacha in a case where we find that the dam has already been espashet, has already started to spread from the kesher of the chelboin, and it goes into other places of the white of the egg, but hasn't yet actually reached the yolk of the egg. According to Rashi and Tosfos, who hold that once it starts spreading away from the kesher, the halacha is that the whole egg becomes asa. Memela, even though it's only on the white of the egg, but this is also enough to assa the whole egg. Mashainkein, according to the Rif and the Rambam, who paskin like Reb Distoi, and according to Reb Distoi, any part of the white of the egg is mutter, only if we find on the yolk of the egg it's asa. Memela, over here we have a case where according to Rashi and Tosfos, everything is asa. Mashainkein, according to the Rif and the Rambam, it is mutter, because according to them, everything depends on the white and the yolk of the egg. La'alocha, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simas HaMechvav, in Sif Gimel, he passes like the Rif and the Rambam, that the din is, that everything depends on the yolk of the egg, that is the place we have to look for the dam, in order to assa the whole egg. But the Ramah over there in Simas HaMechvav, he says you have to be machme also, like Rashi and Tosfos, and Amela, any place where we find some kind of ispashtus, where the dam of the egg has already spread a little bit away from the kesher, and is already gone, even though it's still in the white part of the egg, but it is also going to be also, according to Rashi and Tosfos, this is the Ramah, how the Ramah's machmir. But the Maisa, the Ramah, interestingly, brings down a minigo ilom, which we all know, that any place where we find the dam, every single place of the egg, wherever we find the dam, if it's going to be on the yolk of the egg, or if it's going to be on the white of the egg, even shaloi b'mokim akeshe, the halacha is that we throw out the whole egg, and we have a halacha that the whole egg is asa. Says Ramah, this is the minhag ha'olam to be machmir. Bechol mokoim shemoitze adam, every single place, bein bechelboin, u bein bechelmoin, the whole egg is asa. Now, be'emes, we have to understand, because l'chariah, there's no such day. Because if you find bishleima on the yolk of the egg, we know that with the Rif and the Rambam, they're the ones who hold that it becomes asa. But if it's found on the white of the egg, and it is not spreading from the kesher, then no one holds that this dam is enough to go and assa the whole egg. So why should there be a day, and why should we have such a kind of minig to say that any dam which is found on anywhere of the white of the egg, even shaloi memokim akesher, should be enough to go and say that the whole egg is asa? L'chaira, we don't find any such a day to go and assa any place of the chelboin. Says the Ramah himself in Torah Schatos, in Klal Samech Beis Din Aleph, that the reason why he's machme, like the minhag ha'olam, that we say that any place we find this dam, even on the white of the egg, shloi b'mokim akesher, is also enough to say that the whole egg has become asa. The reason is because Einonu Bekiyin, we are not exactly Boki to know where exactly is the Mokim HaKesher. Even though Rashi explains that the Mokim HaKesher is B'Mokim HaKad, on the round part of the egg. But the Maisa some Rishonim have faket, and they say the Mokim HaKesher is B'Mokim HaKad, on the pointy part of the egg, at the top of the egg. Memela says, Ramah, since we don't know clearly which side the Kesher is, if it's on the Kad or on the Chad, so too, even on its stodim, even on the sides of the egg, but we're not sure how far the Mokim HaKesher goes. Is it just mamish by the point, or does it continue to the sides a bit? Memela says, Ramah, we are in on the Bekiyin, and therefore any place we find the dam, even if it's on the white part of the egg, where it seems to be Shaloi B'Mokim HaKesher, the reason why the minig is to be machmi is because just in case, this is be'emes the Mokim HaKesher, because we are not Bekiyim, like the Gemara, in the Gemara's days, they knew exactly where the Mokim HaKesher was referring to. This is the Ramah's explanation on Pshat in the minig, why the minig O'ilom is to be machmi, and we throw out the egg any part if you find the dam, even on the white part of the egg. But lemaisa, if you look at the Noisa Kelim in Simas HaMechvav, Neshach, Netaz, and Neguin, they have it very hard to say that the reason why we're machmeh is to be choshesh because einonu bekiyin. Because even if we're choshesh for the mokim akad and the mokim achad, but al koponim the tzdodim, the sides of the egg, l'chir should be clear to everyone that this is not the mokim akesher. Memela, it is hard to say that even nowadays we are einonu bekiyin enough to go and say that the whole egg should become asa. Therefore, the achrinim say, b'shem neshach brings this down from the marshal, the Taz, the Goyin, the others, they also say this pshat, that the reason why the minig o'ilom is to be machmi, any dam on any part of the egg is also, is because be'emes there is a third day in the Rishonim, which is the shit of the Ra'ah, which is brought down over here in the Chedush HaRan, in the Rif. They bring down the day of the Ra'ah, which the Ra'ah is in Bedek HaBayis. And he has another day over here in the Sugya, and the Ra'ah's day is that later on in the Gemara we find that if Gvir mi Beikosil, he told Rav Ashi, that Be'emes the Breise was Ipchatoni. Then the Breise it said the exact opposite, and it said there's a difference, that only if the dam is found Bechelboin, on the white of the egg, then we say that the whole egg is Asa. But if we find the dam on the yolk of the egg, on the Chelmoin, then we say that the dam itself is Asa, but the rest of the egg is Muta. And the Gemara says that Toni Tami de Abaya Be'emes, he's the one who heard originally the Braisa being quoted the other way around. And Abaya was the one who switched it. Abaya de Totsani Alei Hochi, he's the one who turned it around the way we have it in front of us. That Loishonu El Loishonimtso Al Chelbo Inshallah. Now normally the Rishonim understand the Gemara to say that originally the Braisa was a mistake, was said the wrong way around, and Abaya switched it correctly. And now we know the right way of the Braisa is that the egg of the white part of the egg is more kuladik, and only on the chilmoin, on the yolk of the egg, this is the place where we asa, and this is how the Rif and the Rambam Paskin like a story, that everything depends on the yolk of the egg. But says there are all the emes, the metzias, is that the chilmoin is more mistaba to go and asa, this is the place of ascholas, hayetziras, hoefriach. And therefore, Be'emes is a machloik is going on later on in Gemara, which way around to be gurious in the Braisa. And even though Abaya was the one who switched over the Braisa, but the Gemara means to say that Abaya is a Deir Yechidah, he's the one who switched the Braisa, but everyone else has the gurious in the Braisa the other way around, like it was originally, that the story was saying that there's a difference between the Chelboin and the Chelmoin, exact opposite, that any time you find a dam on any part of the white chilek of the egg, on the chelboin, then the whole egg is asa. Mashainkin, if you find the dam on the chelmoin, then you're allowed to be mad to the rest of the egg. This is how the Ra'ah says, we should be'emes be paskening la'alocha, that the white part of the egg is more mchumredik than the yellow part of the egg, than the yolk. Because this is be'emes the right way to be gurus in the Braisa, like the Maskona Sagimora, not like Abaya. Memela, the Ra'ah himself says, even though he still has, he's still choshesh for the day of the Goinim, the Rif and the Rambam, that they are machme on the yellow of the egg. But Al-Koponim says, Ra'ah, we definitely have to be machme also for the Chelboin, because this is the way the Braisa should be said, the Maskonas HaGemor. Memela, explain all the Nisa Kenim, that this is Be'emes Subshat in the Minig O'ilom. The reason why we're machme for all the egg, for all the dam, wherever it's found, is to be choshesh also for the day of the Ra'ah, who holds al maskonas haGemara, the right way of the braises being has to say that loishonu elosh nimta al chelboin shelo, and on the white part of the egg is muchumridik, and over there we have to be machme even shaloi b'mokim akeshe, and this is the reason why the minhag olam is to be machme to throw out the egg, whichever part of the dam is found, wherever. Being on a chelboin and being on a chelmoin, this is the reason we call chayshish for the day of the re'ah. So, members, this is the ikka machlekas of here we're having the sugya. Is there a machlekas between a biyumi and a bidoistoi? And then there's another day which is the re'ah to say that is a, we have to be gurus in a b'raisa. The other way around, and not like abaya. And this is the reason of the minhag olam that we're machme on any part of the egg, even on the chelboin. Now, an ikka din of the Gemara that the Gemara discusses over here, that dam which we find in the Beitzim on any egg is going to be osa, which is mavur in our Gemara, that the summer issa to eat this dam, and even though sometimes the dam itself it didn't spread yet, then the halacha is only zurek as adam v'ashar mutar ba'achila, you can eat, you're allowed to eat the rest, but al kaponim the dam itself seems to be osa. Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil v'hu shenimtza b'kesher shelo is Meirich. How are we mazbe this sugya to fit with the sugya increases of Chof Aleph, which the Gemara over there is ready. Bemes a Mishnah says mefurish that any dam beitzim, since dam this is only from an egg and it's not a mean basar, therefore this dam is not also ba'achila. The lav to eat dam in the Torah is only referring to something which is a mean basar. Mashenkin dam beitzim, says the Gemara mefurish a Mishnah and the Breiser, that dam beitzim, yotzu dam beitzim, she'einu yimin boso, is not bichlal also ba'achila. There's no issa on dam beitzim. Memela, how do we understand bichlal what's going on in our sugya, that there should be issa to eat this dam over here, sometimes the dam itself, sometimes the rest of the egg. L'chayra, there's no issa to eat dam because the Gemara says a miut. That's learned out from a drosha over there in the Gemara. Yotzu dam beitzim she'einu imin boso. How do we understand why in our Gemara do we do find the issa to eat dam of an egg? Now Tosfos over here is very marich to explain how we fit the two sugyas together. And what comes out b'sikum b'ktzorah to analyze what the maskana of Tosfos is. There's b'emes two mahalchim over here in the Rishonim, which Tosfos quotes both of them, to how do we fit these two sugyas together. The first mahalach of Tosfos is that be'emes min atoyer, we have a mute over there in the Gemara Krisis telling us that dam beitzim is mutar lechatchila because it's not mean boson and it's like dam dogim, just like dam of a fish is allowed to be eaten, dam chagovim, so too dam beitzim is mutar lechatchila because there's no, it's not mean boson, it's mutar min atoyer. Our Gemara, which is mavur, that in the place where we find this dam, if it comes from ascholas horikum, then it's going to be a issa, explains Tosfos. The reason is, it's also midar abonon, because chazal ugoiza dam beitzim, and this dam is any dam beitzim which we find, any dam on the egg. The reason why we're ugoiza midar abonon was otu dam oif, since blood from a oif is also, we have to do melicha, there's a issa, because oif is a mean boto. Therefore over here, the beitzo, which is part of the beitzo, which has this dam, is already tchilas ho'efriach, the efriach started growing from it, which eventually the seferach is going to be a oif, which is going to have a issa of dam. Therefore, originally, Chazal already were mesakim midar abonon to say that this dam is osa ba'achila, otu dam ha'oif. Mameila, even though the Gemara increases, explains that there's no din min ha'tur, if someone eats dam, even though normally achilas dam is bekoreis, but over here on dam beitzim, there's no issa min ha'tur, and our whole sugya is all a din midar abonon, because the Chazal goyzer otu dam ha'oif, since the Efrech eventually is going to come out of this dam, Mameila Chazal goyzer dam beitzim. But the sugya over here is only also midar abono. This is one mahalach in Tosfos. Another mahalach in Tosfos, in Maskonah, says Tosfos, that by emes we can say that our sugya is a shayla of a dam which is also midar Torah. And the Gemara increases, is discussing other dam which is found on the egg, which is no shayches, to the tchilas horikum of the Efrech. Other dam which is found on the egg is b'emes mutter, because it's not, it's this mayet, the Gemara has a mute, she'enoi min boso, and therefore it's mutter, and that is other dam, other blood which is found on the egg, not in the places which is mentioned by us in the sugya, which is always from the tchilas horikum. Memela says Tosfos, in our sugya, b'emes we're discussing a ikka isam in the Torah, because since This dam comes from the Rikum, from the Tchilas HaRikum, starting the development of the Efriach. This is enough min HaTorah to call this dam that it's min boso, because we look at the Efriach already, that it's a min boso, and therefore it's not Esa Midrabonon, it's Esa min HaTorah. This dam over here is also Meika HaLocha, and Mamela, this is the sugi over here, where as the sugi increases, it's discussing dam which we find other places of the egg, which is no sheiches to the Efriach, and therefore it's Einu min boso, and therefore it's mutter, and l'chir and teitzim mashma, it's mutter even midrabonon, any dam beitzim, and there's not even also, maybe it's Isa Marisa Ayin, like teitzim mentioned in the middle, but al koponim, there's no Isa midrabonon. So these are b'emes the two ma'alchim in the sugiya, either to say that the gemara increases in mamait, every single dam beitzim in Atiria, and our sugiya is only a discussion of a dam, which is also midrabonon, because it's a gzeiro to dam oif. Or do we say that the sugi increases is discussing other dam which we find in other places of the egg? Mashenke in these places of the egg, which is Tchilas HaRikum, is also Memes Min HaTorah because as Alocha Mamin Bosa. And this Machlokes is a big Machlokes in the Deus in the Rishonim. We find Rishonim on each side. The Yireim on one side is in Memches. The Modche over here in Chulin, Simen Tofrish, Mem Aleph, Behagor. So too is the Day of the Re'o in Bedek HaBayis, in Bayis Gimel Shahei. They all learn at the first Malach of Tosfos that our whole sugya over here is only Esa Midrabonon because Be'emes HaGemara increases, has already told us, that any dam beitzim everywhere in the egg is only, since it's not min boso, there's no din that Yichayev on this dam min HaTorah, and our whole sugya is only a din Midrabonon, so too is the day of the smack in Simen Reish Hei, and the Esa V'Heta in Klal Mem Beis Sif Aleph. These are the Rishonim on the first Malach of Tosfos that our sugya is only Esa Midrabonon. But the Mitzat Sheni, we have Deus on the other side, is the shit of the Smag, in Lavim, Kuflamit Beis, so to the Sefer HaTruma, in Simenchov Zayin, and Bemes Rajbo, many places, he goes like this, like the second Malach in Tosfos Rajbo, Bas and Chidushim, is very Marich, so too in Tosfos Habayis, in Bayis Gimel Shahei, so too in Tshuva, the Rajbo as Ariches, in Chelik Aleph Simen Memvov, the Rajbo's shit is like the second Malach in Tosfos, that the Miotum there in the Gemara increases is only other places of the egg where we find this blood, Mashenkin in our sugya, this dam beitzim, since it's Tchilas HaRikum, this be'emes also min HaTorah. It's a big machlekes over here in Rishonim, if our dam over here discussed in our sugya, is the Issa only midrabonon, or is the Issa be'emes a Issa min HaTorah? A very interesting machlekes coming out from this Tosfos in the Ramas Chevushin Imtza, which is many days in Rishonim on either side, like we mentioned. Now moving further on in the Gemara at the end of Samech Dalet Amud Beis brings down the Aloch of Chizkiya or Machizkiya, Minayin lebitzas tmeo shi asur min HaTorah, Shenema ves basayano v'chibasi ish liyano, Eleizer zu, this is a makor to teach us that an egg coming out of a bird, Tomei, is Tomei, and the Gemara discusses over here the makor from basayano, which is two words, the Gemara's maskone, Samechir Amud Aleph, and therefore this teaches us the Aloch that any egg coming from a oif tomei is b'emes also ba'achila, it is also because of this posuk, ve'is basayano. Now the Rishonim over here have a very yusodasiga discussion, being over here on the Gemara and Samachdal on the base, which we said now in the Gemara learns from a posuk of basayano to teach us that an egg from oif tomei is also ba'achila. So too in the Gemara the Onomad Aleph, in Samachdal Onomad Aleph, the Gemara over there discussed the din of Beitzas HaSheretz, and the Gemara over there says that if the Sheretz already is Hischelis, Shriakim already starts developing inside the Beitza, then it becomes Osir Ba'achila because of the lav of Sheretz HaSheretz Al-Oretz. But it sounds like in the Gemara that before the Rikum, if there's no Sheretz actually inside yet, then the Beitzas HaSheretz is not going to be Osir Bichlal the lav of Beitza coming out of a Sheretz. And the Rishonim over here discuss a very yesodus to Geshayla Bichlal in all sugya, in the sugya of Beitzim, and they ask that L'chayya, our sugya is neged the Gemara Yeduah in Bechayas, in the first Perik, in Heyam Beis. The Gemara over there says a klal, that the halacha is kol ayotzim in osa is osa. Anything which comes out of something which is osa, is the halacha is, this is also osa. The Gemara over there learns out of Psukim, Hatmeim, L'Rabbi Sirim, V'yotvon, we have Mekayas to teach us that anything which comes out of a dover or ha'osa is automatically also himself, he has a loch of a yoytze min ha'osa, which is called widely discussed in the Achrinim, as the isa yoytze. He is the isa of yoytze min ha'osa, the aloch is, there's a isa of yoytze, if something is yoytze min ha'osa, is osa. Memela the Yishenim over here in Toisves, over here earlier in Samach Dalid Amad Aleph, the Maschah Sheir Mikmo, asks Toisves, Lechira, it's as schwer we hear in the Gemara looks for reasons why the egg of a Oif Tomei is going to be also Ba'achila, so too the Gemara Ba'beit Sasasheretz. The Gemara says the only reason why it is also Ba'achila is because there's already a Sheretz inside. Says Toisves, Lechira, an egg of the Oif Tomei should be also because of this klal in the Gemara Bechiris, that kol ayotzim in also, why does the Gemara need to have a new meal, new ribui, over here to teach us that oif tome and oif sheretz is also? This is a kasha which Tosfos Mulu Yishonim over here discuss. What happened to the Issa of kol ayotzim in also? And there's many mahalchim over here in Yishonim, and we'll quote a few of them. Tosfos Achatchil in his first mahalach, in Samach Dalet Omed Aleph, explains that be'emes, if we look at every single egg coming out even of a chicken which is tori, which is muta ba'achila, we have to understand how bichlal are we allowed to eat eggs. Because every egg is also coming out of the chicken when it's still alive, and this chicken when it's still alive is itzav even minachai. Memela the halacha should be that the egg should also be also because of this klal of yotze min also, because it's yotze minachai. And be'emes, the Gemara in Bechiris, involvement based, discusses how we're allowed to drink milk from a behemah. L'chiria, this cholov should have a isa of even minachai, because it's yoytze min also. The milk comes out of the behemah when the behemah is still alive. This should have a aloch of yoytze, and the Gemara looks for psukim to teach us from Eretz Zoras cholov edvash. Different psukim teaching us that cholov is mutza min atayir. Memela says Tosfos, be'emes we have to understand bichlal, why are we allowed to eat an egg, every single egg, even from a iftor? L'chiria should be also because of this klal of yoytze min also. It is coming out of a yoytze min achai, and the chai is a dova also. Says Tosfos, that Bal Kochach wants us to say that by baits and by eggs also, we learn from the Torah that the eggs, if they're coming from a kosher chicken, they're mutter ba'achila. This is learned from a pasuk by Shiluach HaKen. We find V'ochalto, the pasuk says that you're allowed to take the eggs, and we eat the eggs, and the Gemara learns out later on, in the last period in Chulin, V'ochalto v'lo liklovecho, this is memait beitim tmeim, and therefore from here we learn from the pasuk by Shiluach HaKen to teach us that be'emes is a heter to go and eat eggs if they're coming out of a kosher chicken al kaponim, and there's no issa of yotzei min achai, just like the Gemara in Bechiris has a limud to teach us by the milk of a behema, so too there's a limud to teach us that the eggs have also no issa of yotzei min achai. Memela says Tosfos, and now one can say that this pasuk of Shiluach HaKan teaches us that every single egg does not have a klal and is not included in this issa of yotze min achai, of yotze min asa. Memela, just like a normal egg, which is yotze from a kosher chicken, does not have issa yotze min achai, because we have a gilui in the posuk to teach us that eggs are mutter ba'achila. Memela, from here we learn a klolistiger din in eggs, that eggs are not included in the klal of yotze min asa. Memela, even if there's a different reason why there's an issa on the egg because it's coming from an oif tomei, it is also not included in the klal of yotze min asa, because this is the gilu we have on all eggs. The eggs are not included in the klal of yotze min asa, and therefore this is the reason why the Gemara by us, be'emes, needs a new makori to teach us that there's an issa to eat an egg which is oif tomei, which comes from oif tomei, because of the pasuk of basayano, because otherwise, mitzad ha'alocha of yotze min asa, we have a gilui from Shiluach HaKen that there's no din of yotze min asa by eggs. And says Tosfos, so too, beitzas hasheretz also, is since this din of beitzim is a chidush, and the klal, we only find that this din, which is asa, is only a ribui by basayano, only if it's oif tomei, then we have a issa of basayano. Memela, beitzas hasheretz does not have a issa of beitza, of yotze min asa, and the only reason why it's going to be also is only if it's hischil israkim, like the Gemara says, rikmo v'ochlo, then yichayev, because of a different issa of sheretz, hasheretz al oretz, but there's actually no issa mitzad is din of yotze min asa, which is a klolistig aloch on any beitzim, which is learnt out from the yisoid of beitze oif tor. This is Tosfos Mahalach in his first Mahalach in Tosfos, in Samech Dalet Omed Aleph, a klal that is no issa yotze by beitzim. And Tosfos is done by Riches, if this is called a chidush, because we already have a few things which are be'emes muta min achai. We have cholov, the milk is muta, so too the eggs are muta, and therefore this could be already non bichlal called a chidush to say that there's no issa of yotze min achai, and this Tosfos discusses over here in Samech Dalet Omed Aleph in the first mahalach. The second mahalach says Tosfos, that be'emes every single egg Be'emes, the way the development is, says Tosfos, originally it starts off from Shichva Zera Masrachas, and therefore one can say that since in the end, when it develops into an egg, but there was a time in between when there was a Sirchoin, when it was Be'emes Nisrach and was not Roy Lachila at all, then the Gemara says in a few places, we find this in Bechor Yezayin Amid Beis, so too in Tmur Amid Aleph Amid Aleph, by a Freyach which grows from an egg, the Svara should be that since there was a time when the actual egg, before it started developing, then it was a matzav when the egg was in Yerol Achila, was a Sirchoin, therefore this disconnects the egg from the Mekuri, from the Oif Tomei, and this is not enough to go and say that it should be a Nichlal in Issa of Yotze Min Atomei. It doesn't have a direct link anymore, since in the middle it was a Sirchoin, it was a matzav of Nisrachas, since it comes from Shechva Zera Masrachas, and therefore this is the reason why the egg is not Nichlal, is not included in the Klal of Yotze Min Aser, and therefore the Gemara needs over here a new reason why the egg of a Beitzes Oif Tomei should be Aser, because of the Pasuk of Basayan, or because otherwise it will be called disconnected from the Oif Tomei, and there won't be enough to go in Aser because of the Klal of Yotze Min Aser. This is the second Malach of Tosfos, and Tosfos on the end says he doesn't really like this pshat, because L'maisa L'chatchila, there is Mu'uris Begidin, and it's like Boso, and therefore it's schwer to go and say that he was a time when he was totally in Yoroi Ba'achila, enough to say he's disconnected from the Oif Tomei and from the Sheretz, not to become Aser from the Din of Yotze Min Aser. But this is the second Malach of Tosfos to explain why in the Gemara is not mentioned the problem of Yotze Min Aser. Now, Be'emes, in the Ike Kasha of Tosfos and the Rishonim, over here, why, what happened to the Issa of Yotze Min Aser? The Rambam Shitta in Per Gimel Macholas Asuris Halochavov, he has a very interesting day, and he says that this Issa of Yotze Min Aser, Be'emes does not have any lav and any malchus. If someone's going to eat something which is Yotze Min Aser, he's not going to get any malchus. Says the Rambam, this is like a Issa of a Chatzishir, that even though Chatzishir we pass like a Birchanon, who holds that Chatzishir is Aser Min Atayir, but the Maisa, there's no Malkus on the Issa of Chatzishir. It is only an Issa, but there's no Malkus and no Lav. So too says the Rambam, this Ribui, over here of the Gemara in Bechiris, which Gemara says, that Kol HaYotze Min Aser is Aser, says the Rambam, we have a Pasuk telling us that Mibesorom Lo Yisoychelu, Uv Nivlosom Lo Yisigou, only on the Basar itself, on the flesh of the Behemoth itself, then there's an Issa of a Lav of Lo Yisoychelu. But everything else, which is a ribui, which is included into this Issa, because it's a Yotze Min Aser, says the Rambam, this is only like Issa of a Chatzishir, and there's not going to be any Malkus. Memela says a Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, that one can say, Bem, it's the Makur of the Rambam to tell us such a big Chiddush, that the Din of Yotze is not an Issa which has Malkus, it's only like a Chatzishir. One can say this is Gufa to answer the Rishonim's Kash over here. The Rishonim ask on the Gemara Amud Aleph, that why by Sheretz is he Loike, he gets Malkus only when there's already a sheretz inside the egg, l'chir on the egg itself has to get malchus because it's a yotze min aser, it's coming from a sheretz. On this, the Rambam learns that no, because there'll be no malchus, even though of course it'll be aser, because there's a loch of yotze min aser, aser, and this will tell us that he's not allowed to actually go and eat the egg min atayir, but if he does go and eat it, he is not going to get any malchus. Memela, this is the reason why we need to have a new halacha by Rikum, that only once there's already a sheretz inside, then there's going to be Malkus. Mashenki beforehand, there's only a Din Issa, like a Issa of Chatzishir. And this is Bemis Meduyuk in Loshon of Rashi and Samech Talad Amadalif at the bottom. Rashi explains that before the Rikum, it's Issura Iker, but there's no Malkus. This will seem like the Rambam, that the Rambam's day is that on Yotze Min Aser, there's no Malkus, and Mamela, this will Bemis be a Yishuv to the Rishonim's Kasha, and the Rashba in Chidushim. He also goes with this shitta of the Rambam over here by Asa Mamela. He says it's Pasha that there's no Shverkeit at all in the Sugya, where we're looking for new Isurim for Beitzas HaSheretz and so to an Amud Beis, by Beitzas HaBasayano from a Beitza of Oif Tomei, says the Rashba. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say that it's also because of Yotze Min Aser is because the Issa of Yotze is not going to give us Malkus, and we need to have a Ribui over here to teach us that it's actually going to be a Malkus if he eats it, because of this new din of Basayano of Oif Tomei, and so too if there's a Sheretz inside, because of the lav of Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. So this is the Shitta of Rambam, the Rashba, seems to be the Ramban of Yerin Chidushim agrees on this point, that there's no Issa Malkus on Yotze, and this will be answer to Tosfos' Kash over here in our Sugya. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam himself, in our Gemara by Basayano, has a very Mechudish Tegedeya, the Rambam over here, when he quotes the Issa of Yoytze Min HaAsa, which we said above from the Gemara Bechiris, says the Rambam in Perek Gimel Machal Sasuris Halacha Vav, that the actual Makur to teach us this Halacha, that any Yoytze Min HaAsa is also Asa, says the Rambam, the Makur is Gufa from our Gemara. The reason why Yoytze Min HaAsa is Asa is because of this Pasuk of Basayano. And it's Mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam learned a whole new way of reading our Gemara of Chizkiya. The Gemara says, Omar Chizkiya, Minayin, Lebeitzas, Tmeo, Shiasur, Minatir. Says the Gemara, we learn this out of a Pasuk of Basayano. The Rishonim understand this to mean that this is now a Makur to teach us that there's actually a new Issa called someone who eats a Beitzas, Oif Tomei. And the Rishonim said there's going to be Malkus on this lav of Basayano. The Rambam understands that this Makur of Yer Basayano is not new aloche by Beitzas or Iftomei, but this is actually Gufa, the Makur, for the whole parsha of Yoytze Min HaAsa. And the Rambam learns the only reason why someone who eats or Iftomei and Beitzas or Iftomei is also Minatira is Gufa because of the Issa of Yoytze. He holds that is the Makur of Yoytze Min HaAsa, and the reason why one is actually not allowed to eat a Beitzas or Iftomei is because Gufa this halacha of Yoytze Min HaAsa of the Gemara Bechiris here on its base, because on that Gemara he says that the Makur, says the Rambam, to the Issa of Yoytze is from our Gemara, from Basayano, which teaches us that Kol Yoytze Min HaAsa awesome. And Mele Poshet, Tosfos is Kasha, which Tosfos asks, and the Rishonim asks, that why do we need a new Pasuk of Iftomei? What happened to the Issa of Yoytze? Says the Rambam learns that this is Gufa the Makur teaches the sin of Yoytze, and there's no other din. And Be'emes says the Rambam, Amoedi Gechidosh La'alocha, that if someone actually eats this Beitza, so if Tomei does not get any Malkus, because as we said, the Rambam Shitta is, and Yoytze, we do not get Malkus, it is only a Issa like Chatzishir. Memela says the Rambam, on Basayano also, on the Beitza of the Basayano, one will not get any Malkus, it is only also of Yoytze Min HaAsa. Says the Magid Mishnah, he points out already that even though we quoted the other Rishonim agree to the Ika Halacha of the Rambam, that the din of Yoytze, maybe there's no Malkus, it is only Issa like Chatzishir, it is only Issa Min HaTorah, like a lav abo michlal asei, but it is not actually a real lav to get Malkus on. But Al Koponim, they disagree with what the Rambam learns, this Makur from Basayano, and the Ramban, and the Rashbaba says clearly that the Makur to teach us Basayano is a new lav of eating a Beitzas of Tomei. This is a new lav, and he's actually going to get Malkus, even though a normal Yoytze, you won't get Malkus. And the reason why we have to have a new Makur over here to teach us is Halacha, that he gets Malkus if he eats a Beitzas of Tomei, because Mitzad the Issa of Yoytze, they agree to the Rambam that there's not going to be any Malkus. Mamela, we need a new Makur to teach us that there's Issa, that he actually gets Malkus for this din, for eating a Beitzas of Tomei. But not like the Rambam who learns that this is the whole halacha over here in our Gemara, and the whole reason why he's not allowed to eat the Beitzah Seif Tomei is Gufa only because of the Issa Yoytze, and the Rishonim disagree with this, and the Rishonim hold that this is a new Makur to teach us that there's the Issa of Beitzah Seif Tomei, and he's actually going to get Malkus, even though they hold, like the Rambam, that in the Issa Yoytze normally he will not get any Malkus. And the Minchas Baruch is in the Samach Aleph, other Achrinim also, the Tzlach over here in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Marich on the Shita of the Rambam versus other Rishonim over here, Benegea the Issa Yoytze. Now, one last daya is a very sadistic daya from the Chavz Das, which is very widely quoted by the Achrinim. In Simon Pei Aleph, Sivkot and Beis, says the Chavz Das, a new Nakuda, a new way of understanding over here, why by eggs in the Sugi of Beitim, why one can say it is not Bichlal Tolui on the Sugi of Yoytze Min HaAsa, which we found in the Gemara in Bechiris here on Mitzbeis and Vav on Mitzbeis, why by the eggs do we not find any mention to the din of Yoytze Min HaAsa? Says the Chavz Das, a very serious thing in the Kuda, that one can say Misvara that the whole Halacha of Yoytze is only something which is Mismatze Min HaGuf, like Cholov. Cholov comes out and it gets this, it comes out of the Guf of the Guf of Ahema. There's no new development, there's no new leader, and there's no new barrier called Cholov. Cholov is something which is mismatze from the Gufa Behema, which comes out of the Behema itself, and therefore this is what is included in the Issa of Yoytze, which the Gemara discusses in the beginning of Bechiris. So too, says the Chavz Das, we find over there in the Gemara, Dvash of Dvorim have a discussion over there of Issa of Yoytze Min HaAsa. All these things are things which are Nifrash, which come out of the Guf of the Oif, and the goof of the Dvorim, and this is the discussion of the Issa Yotze, which we find over there in the Gemara Bechayus. Besezach Adastas, that in cases where we have a new barrier, where we have a something new growing inside the oif, the Moshul says the Chavisdas, and the Gemara over there discusses a case where the Gomel gave birth to a Poro, and he has all the Simoni Poro, and the Gemara over there discusses the Halacha of a Poro, Hanuilad Mina Gomel. Now, says the Chavisdas, if you look in the Sugi over there, we do not find any mention that the reason why the Poro should be Osa is because this is a Yotze, which we find of Ovamud Beis of Atmeim, let's say Tzion V'Yotzvon. Says the Chavisdas, the reason is because this Halacha, which we learn to teach us the din of Yotze, which is normally, if we don't go with the Rambam, is normally the Makor, is from Atmeim, Le Abis Tzir of Yotzvon. This is like a Tzir. Various juices which are coming out of the Guf Abayimah, and Mamela, so to Cholov, so to Dvash, all these things are called Yotze, which are also because of the Pasuk. But in the case where I have a new barrier, something else is new, something growing and developing inside the Oif, and Mamela Hu Adina Beitza, which is something else, is a new barrier coming out of the Oif, this is not included in the Klal of a Yotze, and has different Makoris, and this is the reason why in our Gemara, we have to have a new Makor to teach us that a Beitza's Oif is Tomei, and so too a Beitza's Sheretz is also, if you have a Sheretz inside, but we cannot look at an egg like the same way we could look at Cholov. Cholov is something which is Mismatza Min Aguf. This is called a Yotze Min Aosa, but not like an egg, which is a developed new something else. It's a berry chadosho, and therefore does not have a loch of a yoitze, like a juice of the behemoth. And Mamela says, Chavisdas, this is the way he understands to go as he suggests over here. Numa halach, why there's no mention of the din yoitze over here when we're discussing in the sugya of Beitzim. Mamela, just to summarize the few tuyutzim we have over here, what happened to the issa of yoitze? We said that Tosfos' shita at the beginning is that on eggs, Bichlau, we do not have issa yoitze because they have a chidush. Just like Beitzas Oif Tohur does not have an Issa Yotze, so to all eggs. All Tosfos says, the second Ma'alach, the eggs, they come lechatchila from Shichva Zera Masreachas, and this disconnects it from the Oif, and Mamela there's no Issa Yotze. Then we discuss the Shitta of the Rishonim, which is the Shitta of the Rambam, that the Issa Yotze does not have any Malkus, and Mamela this is the reason why we need to have a new Makor to teach us that it's going to be Malkus. And we mentioned that the Rambam learns that this is Gufa the Makori to teach us the Din Yotze, is Gufa from the Pasuk of Basayano, and there's actually no Malkus if someone eats Oif Tomei. And finally, we said over the Chavisdas, is Shitta, that anything which is new, develops new Beri Chadosha from the Goif, or from the Behima, is not included in the Klal of Yotze Min Asa. This is a discussion over here, a very Yisidistic Din in the Gemara of Yotze Min Asa in the Sugya de Beitzim. Now, one last point over here in Samechei Amad Aleph, an interesting point to point out, the Gemara says, discusses the different psukim over here, or Bas Hayano, which is in the Makuri, and the Gemara Shteltsu, the posuk of Es Kedor Eloime, which is also split into two words, says the Gemara, and the Gemara says, as even though it's posaklu, but it's Shtei Shittin Loi Posaklu, it's not on two separate lines, and therefore, this is not enough to go and say this is two separate words. And this is the reason why it has a loch of two words. A very interesting din over here is mentioned in Iran, and it's actually paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, in Simen Kuf Chof Tes, Sif Lamed Beis, Benegeh Hichas Gittin. The Gemara, the Iran discusses that if we could take out from our Gemara, that when someone writes a name of the Ish, or the name of the Ish in a get, and he splits up the name, that now the name looks like two separate words. He says that like Dor and Loime, which is even though it's one name, it's split into two. So too, if someone takes the Shema Ish, and he splits the name into two, or the Shema Isha, says around we could be Mechiach from our Gemara, that as long as it's on the same line, it is also going to be kosher, only if it's going to be on two shittin, if it's on two separate lines, then there's a problem. Masha'inkin, if it's on one line, then even though it's one name, it is allowed to be split up into two, and this is how actually we pass in Eben Ezer, Kuf Chof Tes, Sif Lamed Beis. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara by us says that the word Kedor Elohime in the Sefer Torah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, is said in two separate words, Kedor and Elohime, and even though it's not two separate lines, but it's split up. Now, as we know in our Sefer Torah, it is said in one word, Kedor Elohime, is in one word together, we do not have it separate at all, like it's mentioned in the Gemara, and the Goyen over there in Eben Ezer in Kuf Chof Tes Sif Lamed Beis, he already discusses this point. How can this be that our Sefer Torah should have different Then it's mentioned in the Gemara, and he brings down from one of the Kadmonim in his Sefer Oy Torah in Parashas Lech Lecha that is ma'arich to be miyashiv. Why our Sefirim write Kedor Elohime in one word, even though the Gemara is mashma that it's written actually separate? But the Goyen says that there's no need to go and be miyashiv the minig of the Sefirim, because the reason why we're knowing like this is because we have the Mesoyers is like this, and in the Sefer of the Mesoyer, this is the Mesoyer Midori Dori. And it says the guy in the Klali is that whenever the Mesoyers actually argues with the Bavli, we paskin like the Mesoyers. And Mamela, this is the reason that even though in the Bavli it says that Kedor and Lo'ime is two separate words, but Lemaisa, the minig is like in the Mesoyers, we have Kedor and Lo'ime together. And this is the reason when the minig nowadays is to write it, because any time says the guy that the Mesoyer argues with the Bavli, we go the Aloha is the minig, and the Aloha is always like the Mesoyer. The similar places we find in Bekvegen, Gilin Lashas, in Shabbos, Nunheim at Beis, he quotes a few places where we find actually Machlokes in the Mesoyer, and over there, there's more places mentioned in the Bekvege, where our Sefer Torah is different than other places which are mentioned in Shas and other Mesoyers. So too the Chasam Sefer, in a few places in Tshuva, discusses this Shaila in Erechaim, Simen Nun Beis, in Yerideya, Simen Ayin Ches. This is an interesting point, taking out of the Gemara, and as we said, the Ram Paskes this Gemara La'alocha, that even one name can be split into two, Bedieved Neget, even though it's not allowed to be split onto two separate lines. Now moving further on in the Gemara, before the Gemara brings down and starts the sugya of Chagovim, the Gemara goes back to the Dinim in the Mishnah, that there are a few more Simone Tumah mentioned in the Mishnah. One of them is Reb Lozer Reb Tzodik's Halacha, that Kol Oif Achilek is Raglov is Tomei. If a Oif splits his feet, he puts Shtayim Mikan, then it's Tomei, says the Gemara, by us also, that Moishchin Loi Chutsh Al Neshicha, says the Gemara, and then in Chilek Esraglov, Shtayim Lekan, Tomei, Besholish Lekan, Vachas Lekan, is Tor. Even though the Gemara says a Loshon of Chutsh Al Neshicha, the Rambam in Pirsh Mishnais, when he says the Din of Reb Lozer Reb Tzodik, he says that you could do the same test with a Chevel Dak, or a Naftak, or a thin branch. Mamela, this is the Maisa. There seems to be the Rambam understands the Chutz Shel Mashiach is Lavdafka. Any time anything he's going to stand on, we see how he's Chilek Esraglov, how he places his feet, and if it's going to be Shtayim Mikan is going to be Tomei. And this is very Negeil Maisa when there's different birds were being tested to see if they're Chilek Esraglov. They used the Chilek Anafdak, a very thin branch, like the Rambam says, and this was the way they test the birds on Mashiach is Lavdafka. This is quoted in the Kovet Soyar in the sixth Krach Vov. There's Arichas over there, different tests they made for different birds for this halacha of Chilek Esraglov using this Rambam, that the din of Chutz Shel Neshicha is Lavdafka any time, even a naf, even a branch, to see how the oif actually places his feet when he's standing on a branch. Now the Rambam says over there in Pirsh Mishnais that the Divrei Reb Lozer Reb Tzodik Nechoinim, they are the ones who are right. It is right to tell this Aloch that if Oif is Chilek Esraglov, he's Tomei because he's definitely a Duris. And Mamela, this is Oif Tomei. The Tzitzis Yom Tov says that it seems to be that the Rambam holds that there's no Chilek at all on a Blazer Reb Tzodik's Aloch, and therefore the Rambam paskins like this Simen Tumah of Chilek Esraglov. But it's interesting that the Meiri over here by us says that in Aloch is Blazer Reb Tzodik, and we all that we need a Drisa Vadois, and Mamela says the Meiri, that we don't actually paskin like this Simen Tumah. This is actually a chidush la'alocha in the Meiri Akula, that even if it's going to be chilek Esraglov, says the Meiri la'alocha, we can still say, as long as we don't see him being doris, he's still got din of oif tor. Now in this simon of chilek Esraglov, we find in the Gemara that this is a simon tumah, says Iran, that this simon is only a simon tumah if he is actually chilek Esraglov. That means if he splits his feet, shtayim mikan, then he's tomei. But what will happen if oif is not chilek Esraglov? Does not mean, says Iran, that this oif is oif tor. Only if he's chilek Esraglov, then it is a simon tumah. But ainu chilek Esraglov is not a simon tor. Mamela, says Iran, if we see a oif which is not chilek Esraglov, it's not enough for us to say that we know that this oif is oif tor. This is what Iran over here says, even though the Besesef says that it's mashma in Abinu Yerucham that he argues on Iran, and he holds that if we see that the oif places his feet not his ainu chilek Esraglov, then Bemis we can say that he's oif tor, even though we have to understand where exactly the diuk is in Loshon of Ben Yeruchim, who just quotes our Loshon of the Gemara. But Al-Kavan in the Beis Yosef understands that Ben Yeruchim argues with Iran, And Mamela, the according to Rabbeinu Yochanan, you have a chidush that if you have a oif, which is einu chilekes ve'aglov, is actually a simen tayir. But al-kaponim la'locha, the Ran says that this din is only a simen tumah, and it is not a simen tayir. The same shaila we have on the next simen of the Gemara. The Gemara says the machlekes between Eblozer and Ebronon. Eblozer says a chidush that any oif which is shochin im atmeim, he's automatically tomei. Loy lechinom says Eblozer. Loy lechinom honich zarzir eitzel oyev. The zarzir is also got a loch of a mean oyev, since he lives next to the oyev. This alone is enough to go and give him a din like a oyev. Rabbonon disagree. The Rabbonon say that only if he's a shochin v'nidman, he also looks like the oyev. You actually learn this means that he looks like him actually in the looks of the oif, he looks like a oif. The other Rishonim over here, the Rashban Aram, they learn Nidme means in the Simonim, he has the same Simonim like the oif. But Al-Kabonim is a machlekes between Eblezer and Rabbonon in the din of Sheikhin, and in this din, the Rambam, in Machol Sasuris, in Peik Aleph, Alochichov, he passes like the Rabbonon that you need a Sheikhin v'Nidme in order to be Tomei. But the Rambam actually doesn't mention that if he's Sheikhinim at Tahirim, if his place where he is, where he's sheikhin im atahirim, the Rambam doesn't say that if he's sheikhin im atahirim, then he's tor. The Rambam only says that if he's sheikhin im atmeim, and he's nidmel itmeim, then he's tomei. Says the Beis Yitzchok, he points this out on the Rambam in his Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok, in Chelek Aleph, in Yerideas, in Kuv Zayin, in Sivkotin Yud, that the Rambam doesn't mention any din of sheikhin im atahirim tor, and the Netziv also, in his Tshuva, in Meshiv Dova, Yerideas, in Chav Beis, he says it seems to be the Rambam also understands this halacha of Sheikhinim Atmeim Tomei is only halacha of a Simen Tumah, just like the Ran said, by Chulik Esraglov. But we do not have a Simen Taira to say that if he's Sheikhinim Atahirim, then he has halacha of a Oif Tor. And Mamela, the Rambam doesn't bring it down as amongst the Simoni Taira, only to tell us that if he's Sheikhinim Atmeim, then he has halacha of a Oif Tomei. But the Maitre, the Halacha in the Rambam is actually a bit schwer. The Rambam Paskins, the Maitre, we said, like the Rabbonon, that we need a Sheikhin v'nidme, but the Rambam earlier in Halacha Yudalad, he actually says that the mean Oyev is the Zarzir. The Zarzir is one of the mean Oyevs, which Lechir is only Shittas Eblezer, like the Gemara says, Loi Lechinam Olech Zarzir Etzel Oyev, which the Gemara quotes in Eblezer's there. The Keser Mishnah points this out, that Lechir, according to the Rambam who Paskins, like the Rabbonon, he should not be Paskining like Eblezer, that the Zarzir is a mean Oyev. Lechiria, this is Shittas Eblezer, and the Rambam later on passes like Rabbonon, and the Radvaz had a discussion about this Nekuda in Tshuvas, in Chilekeis, Mirish Aleph, to be Mazbid, the Shitta of the Rambam, how he passes the din of Zarzir, even though he actually passes like the Rabbonon. So too in Chasam Seifin, in his Tshuva, in New Yodea, Simenayin Dalet, in the Maschiva Rambam, they discuss more the Shitta of the Rambam and this Machlekes between Rabbonon and Eblezer. So we just pointed out these two Nekudas over here, in these two simonim, in the simon of Chilek Esraglov, and the simon of Sheikhin and Atmei, in Akipshutoi, these are only simoni tumah, but if actually there ain't a Chilek Esraglov, or the Sheikhin and Matahirim, this is not enough to be called simoni tair. Now moving further on into the sugya of Chagovim, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, the Tnoim of the Dine of Chagovim, then the Gemara brings the Braisa Tonu Abonon, Eloi Achshov, he actually does not have the Simoni Taira of the Chagovim, which the Gemara mentioned, the Mishnah said, these are Arbe Aglaim, Arbe Knofayim, but says the Gemara, V'osid Legade Lachazman, Kagoina Zachal, these Chagovim, the Zachal, he only develops the Simoni Taira later on in his life. Says the Gemara, what is the halacha of these Chagovim, of the Tanakama Muta, even though actually he doesn't have the Simonim now, but since he's Osid Legade Lachazman, this chog of his mutter kagoyin azachal. The blazer beb yisi oima, he brings a makoy for this din. Asher loichro ayim imal raglov. Afa pi she'ein lo yachshov, osid legad elachaz man, says Rashi, because the word loy is said with the aleph in the Torah, its ksiv is with the aleph, the kri is with the vov. Memela, we learn from here that asher loichro ayim tells us, even though actually now he doesn't have these simonim, but as long as he's going to have them later on, then it's going to be kosher, Memela is mutter, even already now, before he gets these simonim. The Gemara here is discussing the din of Kartsulim, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Kro'ayim, Mimal, Leraglov, Lenati, Behem, Al-Oretz. This is what the Mekuri of Eblozer Beb Yosi is, and this is the Zachal who has afterwards the Kartsulim only grow, only later on, when he develops, and Memela, this is a heter already now, even though now he actually doesn't have these Kartsulim. Now, to understand this Ika Halacha of the Gemara over here, Kipshutai, learning normally in the Gemara, one will understand that the Shaila of the Gemara is discussing the Zachal, who he is a mean Chogov, he's a type of Chogov, who actually does not start his life with the Simoni Taira, they only develop later on. And the Shaila of the Gemara would be, if this mean Chogov is actually a mean which is Muta Ba'achila, or do we say he's not Muta Ba'achila because since at the beginning of his life he does not have any Simonim, Mamela is not a mean Chogov which is Muta. Says the Gemara that Shaloi Choraim teaches us that even if he doesn't have Choraim now, since he's going to have them later on, this is also enough. Mamela, he's a mean Chogov, he's the type of Chogov which the Torah is Mati, and this mean Chogov is Muta already now, even though he doesn't actually have yet his Simoni Taira. But the Rambam in Macholos Asuris in Perek Aleph Halacha Chabeis is mashma in the Rambam that is poshut to the Gemara even without any psukim, and even Misvoris, that was poshut to the Gemara that later on when he's going to develop the Kartzulim, then definitely he's going to be Mutter. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is only if he's already Mutter now, before he actually has the Simoni Taira. But that is poshut to the Gemara that later on when he has the Simoni Taira, he's definitely going to be Mutter Ba'achila. The Rambam learns that the whole Sofik of the Gemara is not discussing whether this mean Chogov is a mean which is Mutta, this type is a species which is Mutta Ba'achila or not. And if we'd say that the Gemara, if not for the Pasuk, then would say that this is not a mean Chogov, a Mutta, a Mamela, he'll be also Ba'achila even later on. The Rambam learns no, the Shaila is not on the mean Chogov, the Shaila is only on the time when we're allowed to eat him. And the Rambam learns in the Gemara that the din of the Pasuk is teaching us that we're allowed to eat him already originally right at the beginning when he's born, even though he hasn't yet got the Simoni Taira, but later on he's definitely going to be Mutter since he has all the Simoni Taira. Now everyone knows this fake the Chakira of the world's Chakira always in Simoni Taira and Simoni Tuma, and we'll discuss this later on in Daf Samech Vav. The Shaila is always if Simoni Taira and Simoni Tuma are they Simonim or they are Sibba. This is always the Chakira which the world clears. Is all these simonim a simon? This is a simon ledova, a way of us working out if these minim are actually minim to hirim or minim to meim. Or is a sibba, this is the reason why they are muta, or it's the reason why they were asa. Now, the chirin, our Gemara, if one's gonna say that in our Gemara, the din, the simoni chagovim, are simonim, but it's not a sibba, but it is only a simon. That means it is only a way of us working out if this mean is actually a species which is Tori or a species which is Tomei, then the Chari over here will not be possible at all to go and say that this mean Chogov should be also to be eaten when he does not have any Simoni Taira. And later on, when he develops his Simoni Taira, he should automatically turn into a different mean. He's definitely the same mean he always was. Mamela, if the Simonim are only Simon, if it's only a simon to work out if this mean is a mean kosher, there'll be no havamina at all to say that this mean should be osur at the beginning of his life and later on should get a heter in the middle of his life. And in the Rambam it will seem that this is the shakir v'tayi of the Gemara to say if he's mutter already at the beginning or he's only going to be mutter at the end. L'chir, according to the Rambam, is going to be muchach that the Simoni Chagovim over here in the Gemara are be'emes a sibah for the Taira. The reason why he's Mutter Ba'achila is only because he has the Simoni Taira, and therefore there was Avamina over here to say that in the beginning of his life, where he actually does not have yet the Simonim, he's going to be also Ba'achila since he's missing the inherent mati of the Simoni Taira, which is a sibah, and therefore he's Mutter Ba'achila only later on in his life. But the Gemara says from a pasuk, "Ashalichu Ayin Mimalei Raglov," to teach us this din that he's mutter already earlier on, even before he gets the simonim. But lechira, the havamin and the shakli v'tayir is only moving. It will only be understood if we say that the simoni chagovim are sibah. Al kaponim, it could be the maskona tagemor. This is good for the maskona, Ashalichu Ayin, to teach us that is only a simon ledova, and therefore we do not care that at the beginning he does not have the simonim, since we know that this species actually have the simoni tayir. Mamela, this is enough, even though actually this oif himself, this chog of himself, does not yet have the simoni tayir. The Rambam actually over there in Alocha, in Perik Aleph Alocha Chav Beis, he brings down our Gemara, not benegea just the kartzulim, but the Rambam says the same Alocha will apply benegea the knofaim, the wings of the chogov. If they do not have any wings at the beginning, and they only develop them later, says the Rambam, Ashaloi Chiroayim is not just halacha in the Chiroayim, it's also halacha in the Knofayim. The Ran and the Chidushei Ra'ah over here, they explain that even though the Pasuk is only about Kartzulim, but we can learn this up to Knofayim also, the same halacha will apply to Knofayim. Now, if we say that the Makor over here of the Pasuk is Gufa teaching us that the Simoni Chagovim is a Simon, it is not a Sibba, therefore it's Mistaba to say that all the Simonim are of Simonim and not Sibba, and therefore it's Mistaba that we do not actually need to have the Knofayim at the beginning of his life, as long as in the end this species develops Knofayim, this is enough to be Koveya that this simon, this chogov, is a mean, which is a chogov amuta, mila, therefore he's muta already, right at the beginning of his life. The same Gemara we have by us, we have also later on in the Gemara, Samech Vav Medalef, by the Simoni Dogim, by Snapi Vekaskeses, there also the Gemara brings down the din, that if the Dogim, if the fish, do not have the Snapi Vekaskeses now, but Osid Legadil Achaz Man, it is also muta. Over there actually the Gemara doesn't bring down a pasuk at all, but the Ran and the Rashba over there, they say the Pasuk is from a Pasuk of Ein Loi Ayin Olov, because just like by us in the Gemara, seems we need to have a Pasuk, so too the Gemara over there has a Pasuk of Ein Loi Ayin Olov, so too Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daflam Tesamed Aleph also says the Makor for fish to teach us this halacha is also from this Pasuk of Ein Loi Ayin Olov. Now, an interesting pshat says the Divri Chamudis over here on the Rosh in Ois Shinun Aleph, he says an interesting pshat in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam, we mentioned, the Rambam brings down this Gemara also, Benegea Knofaim? He says it also, Benegea, the Aloch of the wings, if they only develop later on, then the Mut already now, even though the Pasuk of Ashaluker Aim is only talking like about the Karatsulim, and we said, the Ran and the Ra says, according to the Rambam, we have to learn one from the other, we learn Karatsulim, so too the Knofaim also do not have to be at the beginning of his life. Says the Divri Chamudis, an interesting pshat that it could be that the Rambam learned that this is Be'emes the Machlekes over here going on between the Tanakama and the Blazer Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama says the klal that even though Eilo Yachshov be'osid legadil achazman kegoin azachal, says the Tanakama muta. The Blazer Rabbi Yossi is the one who used the pasuk of Ashaluch Ro'ayim imal Aglov. Says the Divri Chamudis, one can learn that the Rambam paskes Be'emes the Tanakama. And he holds that the Tanakhama is Bem saying a Svara Pshuto, because since it's only a similar Dover like we explained, therefore he does not have to actually have these Simonim at the beginning of his life, as long as we know that this species is the one which have all the Simonitaire. Memela, the Rambam holds that according to the Tanakhama who learns this Alochim is Svara, Memela, so too by the Kenofayim also, there's no difference between the Karatsulim and the Kenofayim. And this is how the Rambam paskins about Kenofayim also, as long as he gets them later on, he's Mutab Achil already now. Mashenkein Eblozer Reb Yoisi, who he is the one who needs a posuk to teach us this halacha, says the Divri Chamudis, according to Eblozer Reb Yoisi, could be that this din is only by the Karatsulim, because since we see that he holds that it is not be able, we can't learn this halacha misvara, we need a posuk for it, Mamela, it is only the Pasuk which is discussing the Karatsulim, the Karaim, they all have this Hagzeh Sakosu, Ashalei Karaim, Mashenkin, by the Knofayim, by the wings, we do not find this Halacha, and Mamela, Be'emes, according to Eblaz Reb Yoisi, Knofayim are going to be also if he does not have them now. And this is a Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Eblaz Reb Yoisi, and we can say that the Rambam went and Paschal and the Tanakhama, and he learns this Halacha Misvar. This is how the Divri Chamudis explains over here the Pshat in the Gemara and the Shita of the Rambam and the Chasam Seif also is Miramis to this Pshat in his Tshuva in Yerideya Siminayin Hei according to the Shita of the Rambam. But Al-Kaponim L'chir, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is Mavur, the Shaila of the Gemara is Muchach, that the Simoni Chagovim have to be a Sibba, otherwise L'chir there will be no way of understanding that this Chogov should be also at the beginning of his life, and later on, in the middle of his life, should change over, if the only the simonim, only a simon ledovo, how can this be? L'chir has to be, al koponim in the havamin of the Gemara, that the simoni chagovim, or a sibbe, and not a simon, and we'll discuss this noisa later on, be'ike, in daf samech vov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.